Mark show. We're just popping in to say hey.
Yeah. This week is going to be just us, but that's fine because we've got a little bit of information to share with you, and then we'll let you go about your day.
That's right. And it's always good to hear from the good work show, we hope.
As I realize that my hands are dry, so let's take care of that.
Okay. Well, prioritization is a good thing.
Hey, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about even still, like if people could see what's around you, like I have a whole little cocoon around me right now with like the fan over here and my humidifier and my multitude of pins and sticky notes over here, everything to keep all things. I used to have snacks.
Yeah, I used to have snacks in here too. Sometimes I do, but I don't. I got a menagerie over here. I got a heart rate monitor, a towel, jewelry, some makeup, glasses. I have my vitamins over here. I just took those. I got bills.
I have my passport because I have to deal with that right now. I mean, I got a lot of stuff happening in this very, very small footprint of my home. But
yeah,
I have realized, I think this is, the pandemic kind of taught me, I think I needed this. Like I didn't realize that I needed a setup like this. And mine is in my living room. It's kind of tucked away, but I do get to sit here and like do stuff, and I can still, you know, do my taxes, pay bills, fill out my passport renewals, you know. Don't want to talk about that because I'm angry, but you know, whatever. It's all the little things that you know, you can do sitting here. So anyway.
You can get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. So we're coming up into summer, and I think one of the things, as folks are getting vaccinated and a lot of our parents and grandparents are getting vaccinated, I think that people are looking for opportunities to get back together. So one thing I think last year folks have been doing has been like virtual gifts. I sent a lot of virtual gift cards last year because I wasn't seeing people. Mm-hmm. But folks, we gonna start getting back together. So you gonna have to come with some packages this year. Like,
are you telling that to your people? Because it sounded like that was a directive.
I'm just preparing people. It's like we're getting into Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations, and some of these things may actually be happening this year. And you may actually get invitations to go to stuff. And you get, I mean, you can.
I'll take any kind of gift.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen somebody in a long time, you may need to become bearing.
Well, here's the thing. I have tried, and I told my nephews this because they turned 10 a few weeks ago. And so,
oh gosh,
really? Yeah, I know. The thing about it is, though, they had the most blessed kids I've ever known. They had a little drive-through party, right? And so, you know, people dropped off stuff and people sent in stuff, mostly gift cards and money.
Right.
But they were like, well, where's the stuff to open? I was like, well, first of all, you opened an envelope that had cash in it. But here's the thing. Had I gone there with a gift, now, actually, I'm not a good example. Had anybody else gone there with a gift, they'd have got a gift, a Nerf gun or something. I'm talking about when I say I watch them open up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And I'm telling you, each one of them, I counted up that money and I was like, that's a check. you got a check. I was like, hold on. Y'all got a whole check. And then you talking about, well, where's the gifts to open? Go buy your own gifts. You got cash money.
But kids don't want to run into something. They want to open the box. They want to you know,
I can wrap up boxes all day long. I got wrapping paper for days, but when I tell you I sent bills over there, I'm like, you got give me the bills back, I send you a box.
There you go. That's where you messed up. Because you can here's the thing. If you find a good, unique, thoughtful gift, you can probably spend less money than sending cash.
Now they wanted a Nintendo Switch and all that stuff. And my sister said, first of all, no, don't get, they want iPads. They already have an iPad. They're trying to get an upgraded iPad. They already got a new laptop for Christmas. There's nothing else. You've hit the ceiling. I was like, first of all, just know you hit double digits. It's downhill from here. You might get one or two cars. After this is your last. I mean, they had a stack of, and there's two of them. So you can't just give one of them the money. You got to give both of them the equal amount.
I was like,
y'all don't understand how this is working.
Well, if you are not
a whole bill worth
family and friend group, and you're looking for an opportunity to go my path and find something unique on a budget, go to Goodwill. There's so much stuff in our store, especially like if I'm thinking about stuff for like Mother's Day, Father's Day, there's always like really nice vases. There's going to be great books. There's going to be like kitchen stuff. If your mom's a cook or whatever, there's going to be some kind of unique cooking kitchen gadget thing that is in great quality, you know, great shape that you could share. The other thing I'm just thinking about, you know, like the weather I think is changing. I don't know. I've really been outside today, but you know,
in general, it's changing.
It's changing, I assume, based on the pollen. You know, that summer wardrobe, we're going to be hitting back to school, whatever back to school looks like. So just kind of a little plug to consider going to Goodwill. Here's what, there's no shortage of donations because folks have been doing a very good job of clearing out, and a year into the pandemic, there may be some of those pandemic hobbies that people tried to pick up that just didn't work out. Like if I could donate my knitting needles, they would be.
I feel like you can donate that. Why wouldn't you be able to donate that?
Because I keep telling myself I'm going to learn. Like the whole knitting bag is by my sofa. And I even have like the tabs open on my phone that have the videos that show me how to do it. Yeah, so I'm not willing to give up quite yet. But like if other people have finally given up, like my knitting needles would be brand new. Just so there may be some other pandemic holiday things that are floating around out there that pandemic hobbies that people have said, yep.
I was getting ready to say, what's a pandemic holiday? I want to go on that.
There is no pandemic holiday, but there were
pandemic. I need a holiday from the pandemic.
I could definitely use a holiday from the pandemic. That would be ideal. But anywho, so go check it out.
Yeah, and if you can't find anything off the shelf, you can always make it. So my mom has gotten into making these things that she's called bling books. So this is her. She can actually sell it though. This is actually good. It's like a book, but she puts like, it's just blinged out basically. Okay. Like silver, it's like really pretty. So it's like, you could put it, it's like a decorative thing. So you could just put it and decorate with them. And I was like, well, actually, if you make one for me, I actually want to open it, but just go to Goodwill and buy me like an encyclopedia or something and then bling that out, no matter what it is. It's just kind of cool to open it up and it just has like random stuff in it. But she's got them.
Hollow it out.
Huh?
Like hollow out the book.
No, I want to have mine like a dictionary or something. So it would be a purpose for me to have it out. But she was she made a couple of them for like some friends and family where they're just like decorative. So you could put it on your coffee table, put a candle on it. So it's just kind of decorative.
Oh yeah. But my shelves, I have I bought almost an entire set of encyclopedias from Goodwill and I painted the spines of them. So I have them on my, yeah, cool.
Yeah, but she blinged her.
Do you know how much, like if you buy a set of that's why I bought them from Goodwill. Here's a tip, people. Those books, like if you buy like the set of books and it's like they paint the spines up, like they paint the books white, they paint the spines that you can put them on your shelf.
Yeah.
Like three books are like $45.
Right.
It's like, y'all go to Goodwill, go get some of those old Encyclopedia Britannicas and all that information is wrong. And go to Michael's and get a 99-cent thing of paint.
It's outdated. Don't say it was wrong. It's just outdated.
Well, it's wrong now. I mean, mean, they be having countries.
Some of it is in there.
They got
some
countries
still, right?
No, there are countries that don't exist anymore in those things. You're not.
Some of it is still some good. The stuff that was old, you can't undo the old.
Unless we have.
Well, all of it may not be. You still, if you got the one where it says a cell and you have the cell membrane and all that, that's still legit.
I don't know that it is.
There's still 206 bones in the body. You get that one with skeleton, that's still going to be on there.
Found another one, we don't know.
They ain't finding another one. it better not be on my test. The test that I'm taking for this certification says 206 bones. We going with that one.
Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff out there. We hope that we gave you a couple little tips. We'll be back next week with a great guest that we're going to be talking to. We probably visited with her before, so you'll want to tune in for that next week. But we just wanted to drop in and say hello to everyone. And that's all I've got. What you got? Anything? No, you don't. Okay. Oh. We'll see.
I thought I had something, but I'm not sure that I do. But support your local nonprofits and donate to the will. We'll see you next time.
All righty. Bye, guys.